Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at stories from the Bible about people getting out of prison to see what help they can provide to us if we feel we're trapped in some sort of prison, maybe a financial one, or one concerning our health. Here's one involving Peter, one of Christ Jesus' disciples. Peter was put in prison for following Jesus' teachings. One disciple had already been killed for this, and it looked as if Peter would suffer the same fate. And the authorities meant business. Numerous soldiers were guarding him well within the prison walls, and he was in chains. But the Bible says, prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The Bible doesn't provide details, but these prayers probably were more than simple requests such as, God, please get Peter out of prison. It's more likely that all these people were actively acknowledging the power of good at hand to do good and overcome evil. And that power had effects. Peter's chains fell off, and he walked out of the prison unmolested and made it to safety. Even Peter was a little surprised about this, despite all the other instances in which he'd seen the power of good have dramatic results. But once again, this power was shown to be practical and effective. And while this might seem surprising too, it's just as practical and effective today. May we all turn confidently to it, acknowledging its presence and power to diffuse evil, and see ourselves released from whatever prison we seem to be in. Amen.